the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all can do better than that.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't he good?
Amen.
So many, here y'all go pulling on good things.
Amen.
How about you? Are you happy about God?
Amen.
Why don't you stand up right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. And just lift up holy hands and just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Basula. Come on, you can do better than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. He's so good. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful, 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 wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Well, bless the Lord. Why don't you? If you sit down, if you can, amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. I like Friday nights. How about you? You know, if we can't have them the way God wants, so we just have to leave it alone, right? Not a regular service. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's such a hunger in this place tonight. My Lord.
Amen.
Can't you sense that?
Mm-hmm.
Such a hunger. And I believe a sincere hunger. Amen. People want to. I hear that out. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just sense that there are a lot of people that are asking this question down on the inside. What's next? Amen. What's next? And you have to hear. You have to hear. And you should have already heard. You have to hear. Remind yourself of what you've already heard. Amen. Think about this. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we were talking about mercy last week, remember? And here it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon those that fear him and upon those that expect something from God because he's merciful. How many have an expectation on the mercy of God?
Amen.
Hope is an earnest expectation. How many of you expect something, God to do something, because he's merciful, and that's just the way he is?
Amen.
Okay, well, you're alone. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a Holy Ghost meeting. You know, we don't have to break it down and make it too clear. We're out just to hear God. Amen.
Amen.
They used to call them believers' meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Believers' meetings.
Amen.
And I perceive that God wants to make a way for us even in a time of famine. I like it when that kind of stuff happens, when all of the circumstances and situations say you should be going that way with everybody else, yet in the midst of all those difficulties and problems, you seem to have things get better.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. You say alive? In famine. Our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, everybody say mercy,
mercy,
be upon us according as we hope in thee.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave that alone and go on to where I wanted to go, even though that was still good. I can mess with that a little bit if you have a heart to hear. Amen. If you have a heart to hear, we can go into that a little bit more. Put it together. Hallelujah. Think about what the Lord said to us. That those that hang around, that those that stay rooted in God, that when the rough times comes, and they do come, and when you're anchored in, you're still going to grow green when everybody else withers away. Hallelujah. Even in a bad economy, even when things get real crazy, it does not matter. You will yet prosper.
Amen.
Why? Even when the nation may be judged or the whole world might be judged, amen, you can stand alive in mercy and grace. Some say, I have an expectation.
I have an expectation.
Say, I expect God to be good.
I expect God to be good.
Because he's merciful.
Because he's merciful.
How could you think like that, all that you've done? How do you think you don't have it all together? Don't you know you're stuck where you are right now because of what you've done? Absolutely true. But yet, I expect God to come through because he's merciful. Somebody say hallelujah. You all need to do a little study on your own on the mercy of God. But anyhow, if you understand what's going on right here, I will bless the Lord at all times. We were talking about this on Wednesday night, coming home from church. You know, saints will bless the Lord at all times. Things don't have to be going great in order for us to bless God. We don't have to have the breakthrough, or you know what, we don't have to see the evidence of a breakthrough in order to bless God. When things are good, we bless God. See, there are certain people that only bless him when things are going bad in order to get the blessing. Amen. There are others that only bless him when things are going great. But true saints will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul, somebody say, my soul Say it again, my soul. And people don't understand that. When you saw us bless God right now, I said, listen, we can bless him in our mind all we want to. There's too much mental. You know, that's good. God wants us to bless us with our mind. You know, where we think about, we remember the songs, and we know our culture, and we bless them with our mind. This is the way we act in church. This is how the song goes. We all learn to raise our hands, so we bless them with our mind, right? How many of you bless God with your mind? You've learned how to praise God. We've had classes on praise and worship, and you understand how it goes, right? You know, a lot of times when you see me playing the keyboard, you know, we have to memorize the chords, and hopefully we won't forget them. We do all the time. But you know what? We're praising God with our mind, with our understanding, and with our skill, and with our intellect. Intellectual praise. There's a lot of that going. You go to certain churches, and someone says, oh, it's just, no, it's okay to give God intellectual praise. You must play skillfully unto the Lord. Well, where's that skill going to come from? In your mind, right? So we can give God intellectual praise, right? But one thing I've learned, do you know there's a spiritual praise? And that's wonderful too. When we praise God with our spirit, we can sing new songs unto God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. It's totally spiritual. You know, your mind might not want to do it. You might not feel like it, amen. But yet you give him the sacrifice of praise. Somebody say sacrifice of praise. And so you praise God with your spirit, because your spirit's always willing to praise God. There's never an excuse.
Amen.
There is never excuse not to praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. How are you going to bless the Lord at all times? Well, your spirit is always able to bless God.
Amen.
Have you ever had something go wrong and you just feel terrible, or you're just in a bad mood, but yet you had to pray in tongues to get there?
Amen.
Because your spirit is always willing to bless the Lord, right?
Amen.
But every once in a while we need to get together and do it with our mind, right? And with our spirit. But I want to talk to you about something else that a lot of people don't really know about, and they just call it crazy. But say, my soul.
Say,
my soul.
My soul.
Now, God reveals different things to us, and people think it's, you know, when you go to certain, see, when I, my beginning years, when I got into Pentecost, back in the early, in the 70s and stuff like that, I went to a church, and all they talked about was my soul. My soul. They'd sing songs, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. You know what? There's a difference between your mind, you know what, and your spirit. There's a difference between spirit and soul. How many of you know there's a difference between them? And do you know both of them, we should praise God with both. And a lot of people think, oh, that God, you know, the Bible says, now those that worship the Lord must worship him in spirit and also truth. But the Bible also teaches that you should love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, and what else? And soul. Some say soul.
Soul.
Oh, glory to God. Some say wholeness.
Wholeness.
Whole praise.
Wholeness.
There are some people that are spiritually unstable. They are spiritually unstable. What do you mean spiritually unstable? You know, certain people are so, they think they're so sophisticated and so spiritually educated, but they're really ignorant.
Amen.
Because God wants us to love him with everything we got. And there are certain people that say, oh, that's just the flesh. Well, he made it. And the Bible says he'll pour out his spirit on what?
All flesh.
Amen. So God also wants us to praise him. Amen. With our mind. Amen. Our mind, he accepts that mental praise, right? There are times that we need to get together skillfully. Now, some people think that's really crazy. Yo, they think, oh, we don't need any sheet music. We don't need the skill. I just want to play. The Lord gave me the gift. You don't have to be all. No, God says to bless him skillfully. So there are times that we need to come together and rehearse music, choirs and different things. When you see choirs, that's a type of praise that they give God. They practice and they learn it, amen, and it's skillful praise, amen, and they praise God with the mind. There are times we don't need to have it. We need to get the music out of the way. get the agenda out of the way, the program out of the way, and just praise God in the spirit with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, right?
Amen.
But there's a praise that most people leave out. Amen. Is the solical praise. Somebody say solical praise.
Solical praise.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. It's really sad that whenever we praise God, we have to praise Him in tongues. Because nothing else wants to. That we can only realize how good He is in the Spirit. We forget, amen? But I tell you what, every once in a while, God should do some things. Amen. It should affect you in your mind. Amen. That you should love Him in your mind.
Amen.
But also in your emotional life. God wants you to praise Him with your emotions. So we sing that song, you know, no, play like the nations. Give Him your heart, your soul, and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God created those things, and we need to express, and we need to be so close and so whole that in every area of our being, we can give it to Jesus. It's so often, most of the time, the only person that gets anything out of the solical realm is the devil. The only time we manifest out of the solical realm is when we're mad. You let us get upset, and boy, we're going to blurt it out with passion. But when it comes to Jesus, we're slack. Let somebody run you off. Amen. That solical realm is going to do. But you know what? We need to renew our mind. Amen. And we need to work on this solical being that when we come to church, amen. You know, come on now.
Amen.
You can train your, I'm not talking about being funny, but you can train yourself to where, amen, even in your, you love Him with all of your soul. I'm not trying to love Him in my spirit. My spirit does love Him. It's made in His image. That's no big deal. Get in here. Oh, I'm praying in tongues now. Well, it's the Holy Ghost that's doing it. Oh, I'm really deep. Amen. We need to get to the point, amen, to where we settle ourselves and we quiet ourselves and we meditate in the Spirit long enough, amen, to where we can feel it on the outside. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's quiet in here. It's quiet in here. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord. Somebody say, the angel of the Lord.
The angel of the Lord.
Encamped round about them that fear Him and delivered him.
Amen.
You ever heard people say He inhabits the praises of His people?
Amen.
When the praises go up, the glory comes down. And Russ Taff sang a song way back. Some of y'all have been out for a while. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise Him. For our God inhabits praises. Well, what is this thing? This is not just scriptures that are shot all over the place. He's trying to teach us. Listen, when we praise God, amen, when we love Him, when we reverence Him, when we praise Him with everything we got, the angel of the Lord will encamp about us.
Amen.
That's the manifest presence of God that's come to bless us and to do great things. Way back during the big healing revival, great things would happen. They'd start to praise God. They'd start to worship God. Then all of a sudden, amen, people would start to get blessed. People would start to get healed. Why? They praised God so much to where the angel of the Lord would manifest Himself. A lot of people don't really know it, amen. But many times when you saw those manifestations, Brother Hagin has taught it. Brother William Branham said it. They would wait and they would think, oh, look what Jesus is doing. And they said, no, we would just minister and we just love it. And all of a sudden, we'd praise God so much and God would allow the angel of the Lord to manifest. They say, when they saw it, they said, hey, I know something's about to happen and God would do something. So I'm saying the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivereth them. This is so sad right here. And people say, this is a stupid scripture, isn't it? Some people would say that. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Just try it. See, there are a lot of people that won't even taste the goodness of God. They won't try good things. You know what? When we try to get people to bless God financially and see his goodness manifest in that way. Some people will only let God come in their life in certain ways. Okay, I can trust you in this area of my life, but another area of my life, I don't want you to come and mess with me on that area. I don't want you to mess with me in the area of relationships. I don't want you to mess with me in the area of finance. But oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, his saints. For there is no want to those that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord. I said, but they that seek the Lord.
Amen.
I said it one more time. They that seek the Lord.
Amen.
They that seek the Lord will not want any good thing. Come ye children and hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? How many want to see some good days?
Amen.
Anybody want to see some good days?
Amen.
Anybody want to see good days?
Amen.
This is how you're going to see good days. Depart from evil. Depart from evil. Find out what God wants and walk in that direction. Get an understanding that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Get along with the program of God. Depart from evil. It says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is so easy. Just Psalm 34 is just the covering to get us over to the next level. It's just that easy. And people wonder why things don't happen, because we don't practice. We can find ourselves right in here. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times until something happens I don't like. I will bless the Lord at all times unless I've been at work that day. Keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Somebody say, seek peace. Say it one more time. Seek peace.
Seek peace.
Now, they taught us that peace is what? Amen. Somebody say, shalom. In the Hebrew, it's shalom, meaning what?
Wholeness.
Nothing broken, nothing missing, right? The wholeness of God. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is upon their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut them off, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. How many want to be delivered out of all your trouble?
Amen.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save those that are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You can't stop stuff from happening. You can't stop the devil from being the devil. Amen. You can't stop that stuff. Many are the afflictions of the... Stop getting upset and strung out when things happen, you know, when the devil attacks you in the area of weaknesses. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. People think, when I just get on the right path, everything's just going to go great and I'm not going to have any problems. Nothing ever's going to happen. Oh, it's just going to be wonderful. Peaches and cream from here out. You're out of your mind if you think that. Don't let anybody tell you that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Amen.
Many. But, everybody say but. The Lord promises he'll get you out of it.
Amen.
He promises he'll get you out of it. But the Lord delivered him out of them all. I like that. I like that. You can't lose. You can't lose. You can't lose. I like it. I used to get so strung out when things happen. Somebody say hallelujah. I used to get so strung out about it, worried, you know, and freaking out until I realized, hey, look, this happened before. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop, this happened before. I'm not going to let this get to me anymore. God's going to deliver me out of this. God's going to deliver. Everybody say, God is going to bring me out.
God is going to bring me out.
You're going to have that type of confidence to where you're not even shaking in your shoes, but you're strong in the Lord. How many know you're going to get out of it? How many of you know you're going to get out of it?
Amen.
I found out some stuff I didn't even know. Lord, have mercy. I used to freak out. And now I don't even care.
Amen.
I don't care. You know why? Because God said he would bring us out.
That's it.
God said he's going to bring you out of what you're going through. Anybody going through anything tonight? Mm-hmm. Anybody going through anything tonight? I got a word from the Holy Ghost for you. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you out. He's going to work it out. He's going to fix it. Shut up and just praise God. I'm talking about shut up from speaking guile. Amen.
Amen.
You know, stop talking the wrong stuff. Stop talking doubt and unbelief and complaining and griping and moping and groping and all that stuff. That's not going to get you anywhere. That's not going to get you out of it. Amen. Let praise be on your lips continually. I don't care if there's no floor in the bedroom. Amen. Shout down in the hole. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all time. I'm going to praise him right here and right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not going to let it hinder my praise.
Amen.
I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to praise him in this. Y'all are the praise that I'm almost dead. You can't praise him for anything. Praise him for that. I mean, see, everybody gets blessed. Some get blessed hearing the word. Some get blessed when it's over. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. I feel like praising God by myself.
Hallelujah.
God delivers us out of them all.
Amen.
You might be in a rut.
Hallelujah.
Things might be messed up. It might be your fault. Whoop-de-doo. Who cares?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who cares? God does it. His mercy covers it.
Amen.
The Lord will deliver. Ooh, we're going to get out of everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to get out of all of it.
Praise.
Don't you believe that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Glory to God.
It could be horrible. It could be messed up. It could be scary. It could be a nightmare. It's an adventure. You're going to get out of it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're going to get out of it. I don't know why I'm saying that over and over again. Watch. Watch. You're going to get out of it. One of the things I told myself, somebody thinking that looking over my previous battlefields, I've discovered that I'm a victor.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think about it. You've never lost a battle because of God. You know why? You're still here. You're still here.
Amen.
You're still here. And you're still standing.
Amen.
It's a deep thing with God, isn't it? Isn't it a deep thing with God?
Yes.
It's just, well, what do we do? Praise God.
Praise him.
Well, what is my job? Praise the Lord. And we're still thinking, as soon as I can do this, it doesn't have anything to do with you. You have to be obedient just because you love God, not because, you know, come on.
Thank you,
It has absolutely nothing to do with you. Amen. You're going to be blessed because God says you're blessed.
Amen.
You're going to be blessed because God says you're blessed, not because you thought up something, you could do something better than somebody else. None of that stuff matters. Oh, glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Some say, think of every thing that you've been afflicted with. Think of all the little things that get to you. How many got a lot of them? Amen?
Amen.
All that stuff, all the stuff that's messing with you, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and none of them are broken. Say, I'm going to walk out of this. You're going to walk out of that situation. You're not going to be broken.
Amen.
None of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. But the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. And none of those that put their trust in him shall be desolate. I like that, don't you? I like that, don't you? And the main point of it is, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
Why? Because you're going to get out of it.
Glory to God.
Amen. His praise shall continually be on my lips. When you find out that, there's nothing left to do but praise him. We sing a song around here. Where do we go from here? Now that you've done all this, now that you, okay, now what do we do? Okay, nothing left to do but praise him. So say
there's nothing
left to do.
But praise him.
Why do you think you praise him all day in heaven? There's nothing left to do.
Praise God.
Okay, so we don't have to work on this. We don't have to work on that. There's absolutely nothing left to do but praise him. In your business, there's absolutely nothing left to do. I'm not telling you to stop doing things, amen, but there's absolutely nothing left to do but praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Glory to God. Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope that's getting to somebody.
Thank you, Father.
I hope that's getting to somebody. Hallelujah. I hope that helped. It helped me. Amen.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's good enough. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God's done good things anyhow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord. So say,
I will bless
the Lord
at all times.
His praise
shall
continually
be on my lips.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you just think I'm running my mouth. I would have let you go home because you can't fire me.
Amen.
Amen. Give me a paycheck around here.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word of the Lord is you're going to get out of it.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
That's the word of the Lord. You're going to get out of it.
Thank you, Father.
You're going to get out of it. Amen.
Jesus.
You are going to get out of it. You are going to come out. Let the devil scream. Let the devil scream. Let him put on his last fit. You know, sometimes before the devil goes, he shakes a bit.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not saying he's going to be shaking anything. Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
But his little play, he doesn't learn new tricks. He'll come out. He'll come out. You're going to make it out of whatever you're going through right now. So get a little bit of class in praising.
Amen.
Get a little class in praising.
Amen.
Just say, don't be tacky.
Don't be tacky.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up holy hands right in this place. Father, we love you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
His people know how, his people praise him. All his children praise him. all of his children pray. It's not hard for saints to praise God. Hallelujah. It's not hard for saints to praise God. Hallelujah. It's not hard for God's people to praise him. It's not difficult. It just happens. Lord, have mercy. It just happens. It shouldn't be hard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy of all glory, all honor, and all praise. We exalt your holy name, oh God. We listen to you. We listen to you and walk in the light of your word. We're going to get there in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, shandarabosandarahananahaya. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get there in Jesus' name. And I hear the Holy Ghost says, and if you praise him, you're already there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we praise him, we're already there. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to get there. I'm praising him because I'm already there. Hallelujah. I'm already there. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Say, we're already there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Yeah. We're finished. Go home if you have to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somebody just got delivered from fear. Glory to God. Somebody just got delivered from fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That enemy was coming at you trying to throw fear on you. It would have taken you back. Amen. But faith arises in you right now. Glory to God. Supernatural faith. Hallelujah. Say, I am blessed. I am redeemed. It is manifesting. God's word is true. It's happening because he says it. Say, I don't have to do it. He's already done it. Glory to God. Oh, that ought to make you humble yourself. That ought to make you humble yourself and stop wasting your time. Oh, glory to God. It's already done. Stop worrying about it. Stop trying to plan it out. Stop trying to think it out. Stop it right now in Jesus' name. Just walk into what God has for you to open. The door is open. It's wide open. Just walk into it. Loose that fear in the name of Jesus and step out in faith in what God has for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I declare. I am blessed. And I'm coming out of this situation by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can speak it into existence. Faith is arising. Faith is arising. Faith is arising. Right now, the gift of faith is in manifestation. Lord, tell them what you can't afford, you can get it by faith. You can get it by faith. You can get it by faith. The wood, the carpet, whatever is necessary. You can get it by faith. You can get it by faith. God wants to do more. 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 Let it happen. Let it happen. Just receive it and declare it and walk out into what God has for you. You better say it right now. I am the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm redeemed. I receive it. Devil, you will not stop what God wants to do in my life. Say, the Lord commands his blessing upon me. You haven't been trying hard. Look what God did. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Holly, we're not that smart. We're not that bright. Glory to God. It's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He blesses you even when you don't want it. Glory to God. He'll be better to you than you can be to yourself. Thank God he commands his blessing upon you. Glory to God. Why? Because he can't do what he wants to do in your life without it. You need the
Amen.
Blessing of God on your life.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, relax in God.
Thank you, Father.
Just relax in the Lord. Relax in the Lord. And watch where you end up. And watch where you end up. The real work is to believe everything he wants to do for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, he's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips. God is good. I love you. God loves you more.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Did you get what you wanted?
Amen.
Amen. Did you receive what you wanted from the Lord?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a testimony.
Please.
You said earlier, and I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to say, but I know what I'm supposed to say more. A few days ago, I was flipping out over certain situations, and I told Michael, I said, you know what? I said, I'm not going to worry about it. God's got me out worse than this. I refused to worry about it. And the moment I did that, things started turning around. And I just want to testify to that. It's cool.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It works.
Thank you, Jesus. He's so good, isn't he? He is so good. He is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are we all just standing here for? I said y'all can go. Glory to God. Go on out and get a blessed cup of coffee or something like that. Amen. Have a cup of tea. We get to be here Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.